According to our latest PMI survey, Northern Ireland's private sector recovery has continued during the month of August. Local firms notched up their 14th consecutive month of increased levels of output, new orders and indeed employment. As expected, however, the pace of growth has eased and moderated from the rapid rates of growth which were recorded in the earlier months. This is nothing to be concerned about, as it's just a normalisation. As the recovery has taken hold, we would expect to see that this lower rates of growth in the months ahead. Not only is there strong demand for local firms' goods and services, inflationary pressures also remain an issue. According to survey respondents, higher wage costs are the main factor leading to input cost inflation. Looking at the various sectors, the local manufacturing sector was the only sector which actually saw its pace of business activity, new orders and employment accelerate during the month of August relative to July. However, we also then saw, in terms of the construction sector, very strong performance from it in terms of rising levels of business activity and new orders. However, it's important to note that the construction sector PMI is highlighting strong performance, which really conceals the two-speed recovery that's going on in the construction sector. Those firms which are doing work in GB and particularly England are seeing rapid rates of growth in terms of their orders and activity and increasing their staffing levels accordingly. However, when you look at the domestic construction scene, the demand for activity within the Northern Ireland market is relatively more subdued. The service sector and the retail in particular also saw a slowdown in terms of their rates of growth during the month of August. But if we look at the report overall, in terms of it still encouraging that Northern Ireland's economic recovery continues at a fairly steady and robust pace. Looking ahead, it's also encouraging that our two most important trading partners, which are the United Kingdom or Great Britain and the Republic of Ireland, they actually reported an acceleration in their rates of growth in their respective economies during the month of August. So this bodes well for local firms trading with those companies and for the Northern Ireland economy as a whole.